Anything coming down the line for follicular lymphoma, indolent lymphomas that you're excited about? I was going to ask you, we talked before about checkpoint inhibitors with Hodgkin lymphoma, if you could sort of provide an overview of what's been seen with non-Hodgkin lymphoma with checkpoint inhibitors, including follicular lymphoma, and any other novel agents or strategies that you're excited about.
So I think checkpoint inhibitors are now obviously being tested across the board, and there are a number of trials, phase two trials, looking at large cell lymphoma, looking at follicular lymphoma, looking at other indolent lymphomas, and those are all kind of in the process now of being reported. Some of them haven't actually been read out yet, but if we go back and say how effective would we expect them to be based on the preliminary data, the responses are kind of a lot lower than what we've seen in Hodgkin lymphoma. So in general, we've seen response rates more in the 20 to 40% range than the 60 to 70% range that we saw for Hodgkin lymphoma. And the durability may not be quite as long.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, those kinds of response rates are, you know, what you see in lung cancer and, you know, bladder, for example. But people get excited about it because, again, duration of response, you're saying that maybe not quite as impressive, or we don't really know yet.
I don't think we know completely yet because the numbers are small and the follow-up is insufficient. But I think you make a good point is that non-Hodgkin lymphoma, I think, is giving us data that looks a lot more like solid tumor data. And I think, as we mentioned earlier, Hodgkin lymphoma is a different animal. And I think we need to kind of set that aside. And I don't think we're going to see the same kind of results in other lymphomas as we saw in Hodgkin lymphoma.
Again, any novel agents in lymphomas or follicular lymphoma that you're excited about?
So I think there are a number of really interesting agents. I think the exciting part is combining these agents. So there are a variety of different trials using immunologically active agents with antibodies, using immune checkpoints with ways to modulate that. So I think those are all really exciting. I think an area I'm kind of interested in watching, and that is ways now to utilize not the adaptive immune system like we would use with immune checkpoints, but the innate immune system, so targeting macrophages and monocytes. So there's a lot of antibodies targeting the CD47, SIRP alpha, the don't eat me signal, and those in combination with antibodies could really prove quite promising. So those are very early in clinic. They're in really just in phase one clinical trials, but I think it'd be interesting to watch as you wake up the other side of the immune system, the macrophages, to see what you can do with that.